Hi there, my name is Sony Heffley, and my project is entitled Molecular Markers Linked to Quantitative Trait Loci for Resistance to Fusarium Wilt in Common Bean, and was funded in part by the Bean Coordinated Agriculture Project. Beans are a very important crop here in the U.S. 1.9 million acres of dry beans were planted last year. Nutritionally, they are high in fiber and high in protein, which is why, on any given day, 14% of the U.S. population eats dry beans. Fusarium wilt is a disease in dry beans caused by the fungus Fusarium oxysporum Formis speciolus faesoli, or FOP, as I will be referring to in this presentation. Currently, 7 races of dry beans have been identified, and this study specifically looks at race 5. Symptoms of Fusarium wilt include chlorosis and premature aging of leaves, which can be seen on this upper picture. And the bottom picture is showing redding of the vascular tissue, the lower one showing resistance and the upper stem showing susceptibility, and plant death. This Fusarium wilt is a major problem in the central high plains with 50% or more yield loss, studies that show that there have been cases of 50% or more yield loss. The 3 main methods of controlling FOP is crop rotation, rotating beans with non-parasitic hosts, such as wheat and corn, tillage, decreasing the soil compaction level and increasing the pore space near the roots, and genetic resistance. Due to the fact that the fungus are able to stay in the soil for many years without parasitic hosts, shows that genetic resistance right now is the best method of controlling FOP. The 2 parents of the lines we were looking at in this study were LEF2RB and Sierra. We picked LEF2RB because it is resistant to race 5 FOP, and Sierra is susceptible to race 5 FOP. These 2 cultivars were crossed and created the recombinant inbred line population with F4-derived F5. In total, there were 131 lines in the reel. So there's actually been a larger project that has been going on for many years by CSU undergraduate students. Right now, I'd like to acknowledge the work of and conclusions of Jay Klaus, David Favero, and Austin Case. Klaus found that LEF2RB possesses a single dominant gene that confers resistance to race 5. Case and Favero found a total of 93 molecular markers spanning 8 linkage groups. The objectives for my particular study were to identify additional molecular markers associated with resistance to race 5 FOP, identify flanking markers, which could be used in marker-assisted selection, and increase the density of the LEF2RB times Sierra linkage map. Materials and methods: grow out the real population, inoculate the real population and see the reaction to race 5 FOP, genotype the real population with molecular markers, and bring the genotypic and phenotypic data together for analysis. For the phenotypic evaluation, 131 reels were grown out in the CSU greenhouse and inoculated with race 5 FOP using the root dip inoculation process. So the seedlings were planted, and then 14 days later, the inoculation took place as follows. So first, the plants were removed from the pot. The lower part of the root system was clipped off. The plants were placed in the FOP solution for 5 minutes, and then they were transplanted back into clean soil. 21 days later, phenotypic evaluations took place. So all of the reels were evaluated on a scale from 1 to 9, 1 showing no symptoms and 9 showing plant death. 1 to 3 were classified as resistant, and anything above 3 was classified as susceptible. For the genotypic evaluations, this was the part that I was actually able to contribute to and help with. So the plant tissue of all the reels were collected and DNA was extracted. After running molecular markers on the 2 parents, the polymorphic markers were ran on the real population using either agarose gels or polyacrylamide gels, depending on the distance between the 2, the base pair between the 2 parents. So In this photo is an example of a polyacrylamide gel that I ran, SSR-PVBR11. Here are the two parents, Elia Turabi and Sierra, and here is a sampling of some reels, either showing an allele for Elia Turabi or an allele from Sierra. So in total of the whole project, 117 markers were found. I was able to contribute 15 new rapid markers, 21 new AFLP markers, and 9 new SSR markers. We used 3 programs for data analysis. The first was SAS, which calculates the effect that individual markers have on showing resistance to RACE5 FOP. The second one was JoinMap, which takes those molecular markers and places them on a chromosome. And the third was QTL Cartographer, which creates a log graph showing the most probable location of a gene showing resistance on the chromosome map. So results and discussion. Here is the results from the SAS program. The molecular markers are listed on the left-hand side. These are the 9 molecular markers that were highest in association with resistance. The ones highlighted in orange are the ones I was able to contribute to the map. Next is the percent R-squared value, which shows the phenotypic variation accounted for by each specific marker. And in the last column is the additive effect of LEF2RB, ranging from -2.2 to -1.4. And for the additive effect of LEF2RB, we are looking for a high negative number. Remember back to the evaluation that took place of 1 showing resistance and 9 showing susceptibility. We want to lower the phenotypic score, so that's a negative number. So a number of -2.2 shows very high resistance, which is what we were looking for. Next, all of these markers were mapped along with other markers that show lower association with resistance but still had association with resistance. And that is a picture on the right-hand side. And they all happen to be placed on the same chromosome. And looking at other bean maps, we can conclude with the similar or the same molecular markers, we can conclude that this is on linkage group 11. These are the results from the QTL cartographer. On the left-hand side is, once again, our linkage group 11. And on the right-hand side is the log graph. On the top side, or the top of the graph is showing the log score. And the log graph overall shows the most likely position of genes resistant to RACE5, FOP. The highest peak was at 28.6 centimorgans with a log score of 20, which is really high. So that's our certainty level that we believe the genes are located at that around that area that show resistance to RACE5 with an additive effect value of -2.6. And this position happens to be located between 2 rapid markers highlighted in red. And the red line to the right of that shows a QTL. So this is a region that is above the threshold of 2.5 showing significance. So anywhere in that region. We also, interestingly enough, found another QTL at position with the highest peak being position 9, centimorgans, with a log score of 4.4 and an additive effect of -0.58. And this happened to be on another rapid marker. And although this was a lot lower score, we still believe that it's significant. But as of yet, we are not sure the interaction between the two QTLs. In summary, 3 new markers were found associated with high resistance to RACE5 FOP. 2 flanking markers were mapped close, 2 centimorgans and 0.3 centimorgans, to the major LOD peak with an additive effect of -2.6. 1 rapid marker was located at the position of a second LOD peak with an additive effect of -0.58. An additional 45 markers were mapped on the LEF2RB times Sierra map. In conclusion, these 3 rapid markers could be converted to SCAR markers and used by breeders for marker assisted selection of the LEF2RB allele conferring resistance to RACE5. Using marker assisted selection in a development of commercial cultivars may significantly speed up the process of incorporation into new cultivars that are resistant to multiple races of FOP. And these lines hopefully will decrease yield loss due to FOP in the central high plains. I would like to acknowledge the funding from the Bean Cap as well as Colorado State University for this project, as well as all of these other wonderful individuals who have taken some sort of a part in this project. And I would also like to thank you for listening to my presentation, and are there any questions? The R squared values?
Yeah. This one and that year. So if, let's say you have a match that goes to 5, what's your threshold level that you accept? Okay, this is.
So are you asking about specifically looking at the R squared value? If there's a threshold for anything above that would be significant? Is that your question? So looking at the threshold, these are the most highly associated with them. And so from 56.1 to 22.2, the main threshold that we look at if determining which ones are significant are to see, looking at the log graph and seeing that threshold of log score of above 2.5. So normally we're not specifically looking at the R squared value to see that threshold, but we do know that these 9 markers show the highest resistance or highest association with resistance by looking at the R squared values. Does that answer your question? Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
So the additive effect value was taken by looking at the scores of all of the so in the SAS program, at the end you'll get a number that'll say all of the values of the phenotypic values of Sierra and all the of bands that had specific band lengths, like for a specific marker, the real population numbers from 1 to 9. So overall, LEF2RB in each specific marker would have a lower number, so that's like the accumulation of the data. So let's say if the accumulation was, basically you add the, you add the two phenotypic data, so the Sierra is going to be higher because it's susceptible, and then overall the LEF2RB is going to be lower, so you add those two together, and then you divide it by 2, and then that's going to be your additive effect value. Any more questions? Okay, thank you.